Hey, rear end, Larry Baywood called out when I got to the bus stop after school that day. How's your crack? There were hoots of laughter from the crowd of kids standing around on the curb. They'd heard this routine before and they loved it. The yellow school bus pulled up, the folding doors banged open, and I got on, taking my usual seat in the back. I pulled a dog-eared copy of The Hobbit out of my backpack and opened it to a random page in the middle. I'm not a big fantasy buff. I prefer books about real people and real life, but it didn't matter because I wasn't reading The Hobbit. I never read for real on the bus. I only pretended to. It wasn't safe to read. I'm sure there were plenty of perfectly nice kids on that bus. I know for a fact there was at least one, but it's Larry Baywood's shadow that falls across most of my memories of those long bus rides to and from school that year. Larry was ugly inside and out, with one of those pushed-in kind of faces that looked like a crushed pop can. His front teeth were chipped, and he had a lazy eye that sometimes rolled off to the side like a pool ball gliding toward a side pocket. Even so, nobody ever called him by anything other than his given name. When he found out my last name was Reardon and he started calling me Rear End, I came up with an insulting nickname for him, too. Padiddle, on account of his lazy eye. Padiddle was what my dad used to say when we passed a car with only one headlight working. But kids like me weren't allowed to call kids like Larry Baywood names. Nobody had to tell me that. It was one of those things you just know. In Battle Creek, I never got picked on. I didn't stick out. I could throw a ball and catch. I wasn't too big or too small. I didn't talk funny or have a donkey laugh. We had an expression back home because of the Kellogg's factory being there in town. Normal as cornflakes, and that was me. But when we moved to Traverse City, suddenly I was different. At first, it was just because I was new, but it wasn't long before there was something else that set me apart. I didn't tell a soul when it happened, not even my mother. I pushed it down deep inside and tried as hard as I could to forget it. I kept my mouth shut, and I was careful not to look people in the eye. What I really wanted was to be invisible, and there were plenty of people who were perfectly happy to treat me as if I were. Unfortunately, Larry Baywood wasn't one of them. My father used to take me fishing for bluegills at a pond near our house. One time, I remember it was hot and the fish weren't biting, so he told me I could swim in my underwear instead if I wanted to. I was laughing and splashing up a storm when my father pointed and told me to look up. Five big turkey buzzards were slowly circling overhead. "Where'd they come from?" I asked. "Heard you splashing and figured on some easy pickings," he told me. "Old or lame animals," he explained, "sometimes come to the water to drink or roll in the mud. Their splashing attracts the buzzards, which come and circle, hoping the animal will die and provide an easy meal." I didn't feel much like swimming after that. Larry Baywood reminded me of those turkey buzzards. He sensed easy pickings and was always circling overhead. "I asked you a question, Rear End," Larry said once the bus had started moving. "How's your crack?" I didn't look at him, just pretended to read my book. Out of the corner of my eye, I noticed the edge of a foil gum wrapper sticking out from between the cushions of the seat next to me, and slowly I slid my hand over and covered it with my thumb. "What's the matter with you?" Larry asked. "Did you eat glue or something?" He got out of his seat and started lurching down the aisle toward me, using the seat backs to help him keep his balance. I felt the back of my neck prickle, but I sat there silently holding my book and trying not to choke on the sickeningly sweet butterscotch taste that had begun to fill my mouth. "You can get a dog to open his mouth up by squeezing his cheeks together. Did you know that, Rear End? Do you want me to come squeeze your cheeks so you can open up and answer my question?" Larry asked. About the last thing I wanted was for Larry Baywood to come squeeze my cheeks, but still, I just sat there pretending to read. Everybody was howling and egging him on as Larry looked around, grinning proudly, happy to take credit for providing the entertainment for that afternoon's ride. I swallowed butterscotch and waited for it to be over. Butterscotch always came first, and after that, the sensation of the button pressing its smooth, round reminder into my cheek. I didn't get past butterscotch that day, though. Some commotion in the front of the bus distracted Larry Baywood from his purpose, and he clumped back up the aisle to be with his friends. As soon as he was gone, I lifted my thumb.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?